This is the podcast, not an interview. This is a conversation. No gimmicks, just reasons. 84 reasons. Come holler at me. What up, my beautiful people? If you can see this ugly face, you know what time it is. Time for the latest installment of 84 Reasons. No games, no gimmicks, just reasons. Every week I sit down with either former, future, or most importantly, a current Florida Gator. Now, for this week's episode, look, we had to go all the way to Germany. Then we're talking about Tampa. Then we're talking about Vegas. But a lot of flights. But she finally made it back to Gainesville, standing 6 feet tall, outside hitter for them Florida Gator women's volleyball team, the great Isabel Izzy. Mark, what's going on with you today, Izzy?
Hey, what's up?
Now, Izzy, I mean, what I try to do every week I have, you know, a guest on is I try to go back to the beginning, because most of the time, everybody, you know, a person as tall as yourself is she 6 feet tall? Does she play basketball? She's too tall to be a gymnast. Does she play volleyball? Is she just an incredible pitcher? How does one go from Germany to even think about coming to the States? Was volleyball always your first love? Or talk about coming from Germany all the way to the States.
Okay, so I started playing when I was like 7 years old. I'm from like a really small town. It's more like a village. And every single girl here had to play volleyball. If you didn't play volleyball, you were like weird. So obviously I had to play. I played my whole life. I honestly didn't really do any other sports. I just played volleyball. And then when I went to high school, well, you play for clubs. You don't really play for your high school or college. It's not like the US. And then when I graduated high school, I was talking to this recruiter. Her name is Sandra. And she basically asked me if I was interested in studying and playing volleyball in the United States. And then first I was like, oh my God, sounds kind of scary. But, well, I did say yes. And then I started, you know, looking for schools. My English was bad. I could barely speak, barely understand what people told me. And then, I was talking to some small school in Tampa because, you know, I had to start kind of small to learn the language and everything. And then I ended up in Tampa for 2 years.
Now we're gonna get back to the language barrier and trying to start off small, but we're gonna talk about starting off small and what you was able to do. But the voice you're hearing right now is Isabel Izzy Martin from Florida Gator Women's Volleyball team. But we are on 84 Reasons. Florida Victoria is the greatest NIL platform in the world. Listen, make sure and go to FloridaVictorias.com, type in 84 Reasons in the promo code, get 20% off your first month's membership. That's 84 Reasons. FloridaVictorias.com, get 20% off your first month membership. We always talk about loving these student athletes. Put some money where their effort goes. It's not going to me. It will benefit people like Ms. Isabel Martin. Now, Isabel, this is the thing though. You saying this real modestly. You say, I didn't know English. So you going from Germany to Florida, Tampa, Florida, Hillsborough Community College to be exact. Just talk about that. One, I got to learn what people are saying to me. Basically, what she's saying, I got to learn what these coaches yelling at me. They yelling at me. I don't know what they saying. How does one culture shock going from Germany to the States? You talk about Tampa. What was harder, learning the culture or learning the language?
Okay, so first, when I came to Tampa, I would say I knew a little bit of English because I did have English in school. But, you know, I was busy with, like, sports, so I didn't really study that much. But when I got to Tampa, I had two German teammates, and I gotta say they helped me out a lot, because with all the different accents and slangs, it was really hard for me. And then honestly, the first six months, I probably just wanted to go back home because I couldn't understand people. But eventually my two German teammates, they went back home because COVID hit and like everything was kind of different. And then I was by myself. So I kind of had to start communicating with other people. And then I eventually just ended up, you know, getting into it and learning it.
Now, Isabel, I mean, I can hear the, you know, the modesty in your voice, the humbleness in your voice, but people don't just walk up to you in Germany and say, hey, do you want to go to the stage and play sports? They're not just doing it just because you're tall and you're a good player. You were a great player. You went to Hillsborough Community College your freshman year. You know, you're a freshman, you know, a player of the year. Then you go to UNLV, back-to-back Mountain West player of the year. So it's not like, you know, Isabel, like, yeah, I just played volleyball. No. She's very modest. No, she was a beast out there playing volleyball, so much so that the recruiter said, look, we're going to take a chance on you. I get it. What you're doing is very, very seldom. When you start talking about wanting to come, most of the time people come to the States because they want to visit, not because, hey, man, I'm playing. My sport is literally taking me across the water. I'm going from across the water to Tampa. But you talk about Tampa, you talk about UNLV, but then Mary Wise, the University of Florida. I don't know if you could be more decorated than Mary Wise. If it, you know, she's done it all, seen it all as a player, as a coach. She don't even want SEC Coach of the Year no more. I mean, I got so many on my, I don't even want it no more. She's trying to get that coveted national championship. Going from UNLV, so you go from Tampa to you, so you go from where, you know, west side, the west side of Florida, the Gulf Coast side, to where everybody goes to gamble out there in UNLV. Before we get to Florida, talk about your experience at UNLV. That's you talk about a different dynamic. You going from Florida. How was Tampa compared to, you know, Las Vegas?
Well, I feel like Tampa was really chill. We went to the beach a lot, you know, the ocean. We went tanning. I was 19, you know, a little freshman. And then when I went to UNLV, well, my first season I had to redshirt because I was injured. Which was hard for me because, you know, I just transferred and then I had to sit out. I had to stop doing what I loved. I had to watch people play my position, you know, it's always hard, but, honestly, I'm grateful for this, wretched season because, I mean, now I'm here. But yeah, living in Vegas was insane. Of course, everybody knows you gamble, you try to, you know, win money. There's the casinos, the strip, everything, which is true. It's fun. But honestly, there's so much more. There's mountains around Vegas. There's wild horses. You can go hiking. And then obviously off the strip, you can go do what every other city has, like, you know, go get food, everything. But I would say I had a really good time in Vegas.
So you in Vegas. I mean, you have an incredible career. As we mentioned, you know, back-to-back, you know, you was a Mountain West player of the year, co-player of the year, 2022, 2023. But sometimes as a player, we say, hey, man, look, I've done it at, you know, Hillsborough Community College. I've had an incredible time here in UNLV. I'm grad transfer. I want to see, is it more out there for me? Talk about jumping into the portal because everybody jumps in and everybody comes out. For those who don't know about the transfer portal, how was that experience like? And what was it like, you know, Mary Wise and you on the phone saying, hey, I don't know if she welcomes you or you call her. How did that process go?
Okay, so I entered the portal basically right after the season ended because I kind of knew I wanted to experience something else for my last season. I had two good seasons in Vegas, Mountain West Conference. But I kind of knew that there was going to be something else. And then I entered the portal. A couple days after, I saw Florida reaching out to me. And I told my parents, mom, dad, I already know. I already know where I'm going. a week after they reached out, I came on a visit to Florida. Mary showed me everything, Asia. You know, I met the whole staff and the team, and then I did commit on my visit. But honestly, I already knew.
how humbling is that though? You know, is it because let's call it what it is. Everybody wants to play Florida volleyball. That's no secret when you talk about what they are nationally, you know, internationally, what Coach Wise and the brand Florida is. You said I jumped into the portal, you know, a couple of days later, a week later, however it was, Florida's reaching out. So when that, hold on. So I don't know how this goes. So you jump into the portal, be like, all right, let's see who's talking. Like, that's Florida. That's wait. That's Florida, Florida. Are they playing with me? And do you? So did Florida reach out and you instantly call your parents and say, I know where I'm going. Recruitment can shut down. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, other schools reached out. I read all those emails, but as soon as I saw Florida Gators reach out to me, I did call my parents and I was like, hey, if they offer me, you know where I'm going. Yeah, and it's kind of funny because my first year, my freshman year when I went to Tampa, I always talked about Florida. I was always like, oh my God, I want to play there one day. And everybody told me, oh no, the Gators, they're huge. Like, you're coming from Germany, from a small village, you're not going to play for Florida. And then, yeah. Here I am.
so you've always been a big dreamer. You've always believed in your talents and gifts and abilities, as you should. Why? I think that's unique though. You said, man, when I was at Tampa, I'm always talking about playing for Florida. How does one keep their sanity and not get discouraged when your teammates or friends are saying, oh, man, you good, but you can't go to Florida. They're huge. Why did you not let them discourage you?
Honestly, if someone tells me that I can't do something, I'm going to show you that I can. So whenever they told me, I didn't believe them. So in my head, I was always like, okay, I'm going to show you. I'll show you what I can do. And then watch me.
Well, I got to ask, I mean, how many of those former teammates of yours did you reach out? Did you still have, did you still stay in contact with them when you left, you left Hillsborough? In the college, you go to UNLV, and then you go on the floor. Did you reach back out to them? Did you DM and say, oh, listen, if anybody needs me, I will be in Gainesville getting ready for the season?
I did not reach out to them, but I hope they saw. I hope they follow me on Instagram and see what I'm doing.
Oh, they definitely keep it up with you because now they get the line and say, I told you. That's my girl, Izzy, right there. I told you she was going to be a Florida Gator. She used to be in UNLV, but I would be remiss though. You know, we are here, 84 Reasons. Florida Victorious does a great job as far as like making sure you guys get great access off the field from the community to different, service ventures you want to do. You being from Germany and dealing with this NIL era that we are currently in, that's never ever going away. How has the NIL era, Florida Victorious in particular, benefited Isabel Martin?
Okay, well, as an international student athlete, I'm not allowed to do any NIL in the United States, which is really hard because all international students are affected by it and we don't make any profit from our name, image, and likeness. For me, I'm home in Germany for like the whole year. I'm there for like 4 weeks max, so I don't really have time for NIL. So Florida Victorious makes it possible for me to make profit off my NIL and to give back to the community. Also, with me being a grad transfer, and I'm only here for like a year, I don't really know the Florida community as well. And I think they also don't really know me yet. But Florida Victorious helps me get connected with them and helps me show the fans that I'm not only a volleyball player, but also, you know, a normal person, shows them who I am. Yeah, and it also gives the team the opportunity to build connections and sets the whole team up for success for the upcoming season. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity.
So what happens when Isabel, all 6 foot Isabel, when she, without heels on, by the way, when she got the heels on, I don't know, 6'3", 6'4". Sorry, fellas. Get your height up. I'm sorry. I'm 6'5", so I might be able to look a little bit eye to eye if she had the heels on. But you said they get a chance to know you. They get more than a volleyball player. But you are from Germany. So everywhere you go, Germany goes. You're talking about the culture. What do people get from you when and if you do get to go out into the Gainesville community and the little girls go from looking and they start looking up, you looking down like, hey, how you guys doing? What type of experience would they get if an Isabel Martin walks into their school, into their YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, what may have you?
Well, I do love inspiring people because because of my whole story, people kept telling me, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're, you know, too short, you're German, what do you want to do in the United States? So I love talking to younger players, younger volleyball players, and to encourage them to, you know, follow their dreams, and everything's possible, nobody can stop you, and, you know, just keep grinding. So yeah, I do love talking to those younger players, because I know that I was there one day and I had people talk to me, older volleyball players, and they, you know, motivated me to do what I'm doing today.
My time at Florida, you know, I had an Audi Cruz missile. Shout out to Audi Cruz when I was at Florida back in the day, you know, Puerto Rico used to dominate there. I mean, Bonavia Jenkins. I had a bunch of y'all volleyball players. We talk about explosiveness in every sport, talking about how explosive. You are an outside hitter. Your job is, I live in the air. Basically, I live in the air. Talk about your position and how are your knees? I mean, you are always jumping. How much attention do you give? You know, you and the cold tub got to be best friends.
Yeah. So for me personally, I love working out. Well, I'm here for spring break and home in Germany, but I go every day. Maybe I'll take a day off, but I just enjoy doing it. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm still playing, even though I'm older. Well, you know, I can feel my knees here and there, but as long as I do my, you know, job, take care of my body, eat healthy, I just hope I'm going to have a, you know, long career.
How are the workouts? I mean, I've heard about them. I know about Coach Delancey. I think he was interning in the summer when I was, I think when I was leaving Florida, I think he had just got there. I think he's in year 18, y'all strength and conditioning coach. But those young, as you mentioned, young aspiring volleyball players, whether they be in the States or abroad, that think they want to do big time college volleyball. Please tell them about practice, how rigorous it is, how attention to detail it is.
Okay, so when I first got here, we had a lot of individual practices, which was basically just me and the coaches. So it's very detail oriented. We focus on every skill. Obviously, this is my sixth year of college, so I've had a lot of coaches in my life. But yeah. Honestly, like, the coaches here focus on everything. They want to, you know, not only like teach you perfect skills, but also teach your mental skills so you can see the game better, slow the game down. Yeah, so I feel like I've been here for 2.5 months and I've learned a lot. And then workouts, obviously I love working out, so I already knew I was going to love working out with Matt. We focus a lot on jumping, especially for me. Well, I'm 6 foot, but there's way taller players that play my position. So for me, it's very important to, you know, jump high and have the strength in my arms and whole body to hit the ball. And yeah, we do a lot of explosive workouts, which I think is really helpful. Yeah.
You said preparation is, quote, slow the game down. If you are out there and the game is slowed down, I mean, you can see everything happening before it happens. Does the competition even have a shot? Would you plan that level of comfort out there?
Oh, I hope not.
It's a man like, oh no. Right? However, what is it like though? I mean, what is it like playing for Mary Wise? And you know, and Gators volleyball is legendary, not just in the state of Florida, but, you know, throughout the country. Mary Wise, as you mentioned, you said, I come on my visit. She's showing me everything. Like, this is the Mary Wise. Like, you get off the plane, like, she's shaking your hand. You like, hey, how you doing? Like, I know who you are. Like, this is crazy. but now you're wearing number 17. You're there. What is it like? Is it everything you thought it would be?
It's amazing. Every time she walks in, I'm getting a little nervous and I'm smiling, waving. No, but she's amazing. She's not only a great coach, but she's also a great person. I can talk with her about anything. She helps me in my, you know, private life. Transferring is always, you know, hard, but she made it so easy. And yeah, well, I never, you know, I always looked up to her. I never like imagined how it would be, but it's amazing. I love it.
Isabel, you're sitting here talking to me, right? You 6 years removed from being in Germany, not even barely knowing English, right? Because the one thing they don't tell you about English is the different dialects. How people talk in Florida and how people talk in Vegas, right? And they're like, wait a minute. Ain't nobody, see, that's the part that people don't get about America. Like, wait a minute, I'm from the South, so I'm gonna sound a certain way. North gonna sound a certain way, Midwest. But we're sitting here having a conversation like, you would have to, I can hear the accent, but when did you get comfortable with the English language to be able to say, you know, do you call your parents and they'll go, Isabel, like, what's wrong with you? Like, nothing's wrong with me. It's just, you know, this is how I talk over here. But like, when did you get comfortable with the English language? Because I think to me, with everything from leaving Germany to come to the US, I would think the English language, for which I've heard for everybody who's had to learn it, it is one of the hardest, if not the hardest language to learn.
Yeah. Okay, so again, my freshman and sophomore year, honestly, I barely talked. I was just like in the background, just trying to understand what people were telling me. And then when I got to Vegas, I think my first year, that's probably when I got more comfortable. But honestly, I'm still not the person that's like talking the whole practice and like, you know, I don't really talk in front of people like that, but I guess I can have a conversation.
Well, obviously, I mean, we sit and have a conversation. I remember when we reached out to the great Jen Rosa. I mean, she is phenomenal. I got Isabel Murner for y'all. She's from Germany. I said, listen, bring her on. The Germany part didn't even, I said, she's from Germany. I'm thinking to myself, do I got to learn a little German? Because that's not going to be good. If I got to do that, it's going to be, I'm looking at the book like, hey, how you doing? It wouldn't have been good. But I think you represent all athletes, you know, whether in the States or abroad, that says, look, I have a dream and I'm gonna let my skill set speak for me. I'm gonna let my game speak for me. This recruiter walks up to you. Hey, Isabel, you're like, hey, I don't even know how a company like that go. Do you want to go to America to play volleyball? Yeah. And here we are 6 years later. Then soon as you get to America, you in town, you hear about this team about an hour and a half north, up by 75, University of Florida. I want to go there. What they say? Nah, that's too big for you. You can't do that. You guys know you can't do that. I just came from Germany. You think I'm afraid of, you know, nothing against Florida, but I'm not afraid of playing there if I get the opportunity. You know, I made a pit stop, an incredible pit stop in Vegas. Got to see mountains and the strip and however many, too many celebrities to name that come through Vegas. You probably seen too many of them, probably not in their best state of mind when you did see them. To then now, I'm going to jump in the portal. Let me get them accolades though. I'm sorry. As a player of the year. So this same player that's telling you ain't good, I'm player of the year. I just got here and I don't even know the language and I'm out playing y'all. Then I go to the Mountain West, player of the year, twice, at the red shirt, by the way. Probably would have been three-time player of the year. I only played 2 years. Now she's here, and I'm going to go ahead and call it. She's already got player of the year community college, player of the year in the Mountain West, now that SEC player of the year. Is that in her future? I don't see why not. But here's the thing. What if, Mary-wise, she's done it all. SEC coach of the year, national coach of the year. I mean, the one SEC so many times, she done got used to it. Done been to the national championship. Hasn't won yet. What if she just had, I need some German spice, man. I need some German flavor to get that. What would that be? What would that mean to her? Isabel Martin to say, hey, I helped Mary Wise and my teammates win the national championship.
Wow, I mean, that's the goal. We're working hard every day because we want to give Mary this national championship title. Everybody's showing up. we're all, you know, working hard in the gym, in the weight room, because we all know that is the goal. And well, last season I know that there were a lot of injuries, but the team was amazing. And this season, basically almost everybody stayed. A couple of players left, but the team still looks amazing, and every day we're getting better. So yeah, if we end up winning, or no, whenever we end up winning the national championship, obviously it will be a dream come true, not only for the players, but obviously also for Mary. And we really want to give it to her. She deserves it. And yeah, we will see what happens.
Now, I know you said when you was down there in Tampa, which I, you know, I've lived in Tampa for a period of my life. The beaches are nice. Very nice. Ain't no beaches in Gainesville. See, that's like, they don't tell you that part. You know, oh, I'm in Gainesville. Where the beaches at? I said, we got some water down here. We got some lakes. We got some swamps down here. We don't got no. Mm-hmm. What does, because everybody always, people think when you're a student athlete, big time school like Florida, big time expectations, visibility, I mean, just crazy how much visibility people have. What does Isabel do to unwind? Because listen, you're going to get so much volleyball, even if you love working out. Everybody wants, even Isabel wants to take a day off now and again. What is Isabel doing when she's not on the court, just dominating?
Well, I go shopping. I love shopping. I go to the Springs. I've been there once. I'm trying to go again soon, but they're beautiful. Honestly, sometimes I just chill. I go tan a lot at the pool, but every time I go places, I'm with teammates. That's how close we are. We're always together. Also, I have roommates that, well, they played on the team last year, but yeah, we're really close. We hang out every day. And yeah, you know, I'm just like a normal person.
Oh, cool. Yeah, she's just like a normal person. She's just, you know, 6 feet tall, and she got so many Player of the Year trophies. She like Mary Wise. I got so many Player of the Year trophies. I got to add another one. I mean, Community College, Hillsborough, Tampa. Okay, Player of the Year. As a freshman, by the way. Just got there, Player of the Year. Go to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I don't get hurt, can't play. 2 years I did play, Player of the Year, co-Player of the Year. It's what I do. Don't get mad at me. If you don't want me to ball, don't hate. Listen. Don't hate the player, hate the coaching staff. That's the one put him in the game. That's what they told me. Don't hate the player, hate the coaching staff. Now in Gainesville, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. You've had an incredible journey thus far, and I say incredible journey thus far is still being written. Your parents. You talked about how you called them when you jumped into the portal and told them if they recruit me, I'm going to Florida. No one knows how your first cheerleaders in life are your parents. Those are the ones that say, okay, they're going to be taking to these tournaments. I don't know how it goes in Germany. I know in the States, you know, I got 2 daughters. Thank God only one of them ice skates. The other one plays flag football, soccer, basketball, and any other sport. I would let her get out there and play. She would do it. They're going to see this. They're going to see this and say, because you're tall, they're going to be very tall like their daddy, unfortunately. What do you say to your parents? Because they're, you know, they're still in Germany rooting you on from afar. They're saying, look, we used to wear, you know, Hillsborough Community College, then we got UNLV, now we wearing this orange and blue stuff, you know, we gonna wear it. What do you say to them?
Obviously they're super proud of me. They know that this was my goal from my freshman year. Yeah, well, what I tell them? Nothing, just watch me play. Well, my parents came out to visit when I was in Vegas, and they plan on coming to Gainesville. Probably my dad is gonna come, my mom's not gonna come, but yeah, I'm excited for that, for them to, or for my dad to see me.
That might be the greatest answer I've ever got. What would you say to them? Just watch me. Just what? You know, just watch me do what I do. Isabel, with everything you've done, though, like I say, would you have ever thought, when that recruiter comes up to you and they say, do you want to do what you're doing? Do you see it becoming this? Did you see all of this happen?
No, my plan was to stay for 1 year and just, you know, try it out. play for 1 year and then go back to Germany, but I played 1 year and then I just loved it. So I played another year and then I was like, okay, one more year. So I was in Vegas. Well, it ended up being 2.5 years and then now this is my 6th year. So yeah, I never imagined it being like this, but it's just, every time German girls ask me how my experience is, if they should do it, I'm like, oh my God, yes, I recommend it. And you should totally do what I'm doing because it's the best experience I've ever had. And I would 100% do it again.
She is Isabel Martin from Germany. I'm not even going to try to attempt to say the actual name of where she's. I was going over it before the show. I'm like, I'm going to leave that alone. I don't want to butcher nobody's name. From Germany to Tampa. And Tampa is where the dream really started. I want to come in for a year, but then they got this beast of a squad, like right up north, up I 75, called the University of Florida. And she told her teammates, I want to go there. They say, I don't think you can do that, Isabel. She was like, y'all must not know me. Y'all don't know me yet. Then she get on a flight, go to Vegas. Ball will get there, gets hurt. Not, listen, a person that loves to work out, never wants to sit out. Sat out for a year, came back the next couple of years, Mountain West Player of the Year, Mountain West Co-West Player of the Year, Co-Player of the Year. Then she goes, hey, man, I think I've done all I can do here. Let me jump in this portal. Let me see who's looking at me. That's Florida. University of Florida, stop playing with me. Reach out. They reach back. Now, here it is, senior year. That dream that started in 2019 is going on right now in 2024. German ambassador extraordinaire, got culture from Florida to Vegas, back to Florida. I mean, she got swag out the yin yang, loves the shop, loves the tan, been to the Springs, want to go back. But most importantly, loves where she's at. University of Florida, people, where they make dreams come true. I am being true. I don't matter. She is Isabel Izzy Martin. She does matter. You don't got to like it because we love it. If you're looking for her, she will be in the Old Dome. It is a beautiful facility. It's almost at the street now. When I was there, you had walker room. You ain't even got no walker room now. It's almost in the street now. She is an outside hitter. She wears number 17. She loves to prepare. She loves to shop. But ball is ball. And that's what Isabel does. She balls on that floor. Izzy, I will be watching. Stay healthy. Tell your parents I said hello, whether it's in German or English. We love having you in Gainesville. Do your thing. And listen, when y'all win the SEC, that's easy, because that's what y'all do. When y'all win the Natty, I'm going to have you back on to say, hey, we called it here first. In the spring, that we're going to win it all in the fall. Because at Florida, if you don't know, win, lose, or draw, we want it all. She's Izzy. I'm being. This 84 reasons, no games, no gimmicks, just reasons. What's the reason? Isabel Martin, and we out of here.